Welcome to segment two of the 3-Point Stance. Here on segment two, we're going to start out with our top performers of the week, let you know who had a great week last week, and hopefully, you know, going forward, who's going to do well. And then we're going to get to our segment, Get In My Line.
Or Ride the Pine. So Jason, starting us off, top performers, who are we looking at?
Top performers of the week, quarterback, Mr. Tom Brady. Tom Terrific, as I like to call him. He had 28 points. Top running back was Adrian Peterson with 26. Top wide receiver was Miles Austin with 32 points, three touchdowns out of that guy. Top tight end was Tony Gonzalez with 20 points. Top kicker was Adam Vinatieri with 15. And the top defense, Lions, home team, 20 points. And then to make up your best team in the league, you would add in two wide receivers this week. Wide receiver Vincent Jackson had 29 points. Your flex position would go to Jeremy Maclin with 29 points also. And your other running back would be Fred Jackson with 25 for your best team total of 224 points.
So if you did that, congratulations.
That's the high water mark there. Everything else, not so good.
Yeah. Good drafting if you did that. Yeah. Or good trades.
You know, when you look at the team here, though, I mean, you really could have this lineup.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why we play the game. You know, from who thought, you know, Fred Jackson would be, you know, one of the top running back performers at all.
Yeah.
You know, especially where he went in your draft. So, you know, it definitely is possible. Anything's possible. That's why we play the game. You play to win the game, Jason.
Thank you, Herm. All right. Moving on to the 3-Point Stance, we're going to get to our segment. We always like to end up with this segment. It's Get In My Line.
Or Ride the Pine. So, since we don't have Honest Rob here, We're going to do this between you and me.
All right. Fair enough.
Are you ready? I got the gloves
off. I'm used to it, man. It's up to you to bring it. So
I'll bring the heat. All right. We're going to go wide receiver first. Nate Burleson or Eric Decker?
I think I'm going to go with Eric Decker. I think he has a better chance of being like the number two guy there in Denver than Nate Burleson does. Nate Burleson has looked pretty good so far this season. He's a talented player, I think. But with Titus Young coming out and the couple tight ends there, I think Eric Decker probably has a better week.
I'm going to go with Eric Decker on this as well, just because I think he has a better chance to get in the end zone than Nate Burleson does. You're looking for Megatron if you get down. You look at Megatron all the time, I guess.
or some of the tight ends. You know, he's got a couple good tight end targets in the red zone, too.
So, and a lot of this depends on if Brandon Lloyd comes back, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But right now, I think Eric Decker is more likely to get you a touchdown than Nate Burleson.
I agree.
Next, we're going to go quarterbacks, battle of the rookies right here. Cam Newton, is he coming back down to earth this week, or is Blaney Gabbert going to go ahead and show you how Blaine Gabbert gets down?
Blaney
Gabbert. That's my new name for him.
I think I'm going to have to go with Cam Newton just because you can't deny the first 2 weeks. But I do think he is going to come back down to earth some. I don't see another 400-yard game for him. But, I mean, he is playing Jacksonville, who's horrible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I
can't. Can't I mean they had a field goal last week.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
So Cam, they were playing the Jets, which is kind of an elite defense. But
Cam Newton's gonna have the ball in his hands so much.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen, like I said, they had a field goal. So that means that Blaine Gabbert, I can't.
He did look good, though. When he was in there, he looked good.
Yeah, I just, you know, putting the full workload on him against, I can't see it. I can't do that.
Cam Newton coming down, but not far enough to be bested by Blaine Gabbert.
No, I'm starting Cam Newton this week. All right, here we go. This is kind of very possible that you have this because of the way the draft went. Ben Roethlisberger, you took him as your starter, but you got Fitzpatrick as your backup. Who are you starting this week?
I'm starting Fitzpatrick. Like I said, I've got on my team, at least a couple teams, I've got Romo with Fitzpatrick backing him up, and I'm starting Fitzpatrick. He has looked awesome this year.
Yeah, and you know, granted, some of it I think is schedule, but he's good. He doesn't get the credit for how good he is.
That, and they're playing New England. Yeah. And New England has a horrible secondary.
They have an amazing offense.
Chad Henne threw 400 yards in New England. I mean,
they made Chad Henne look awesome.
They did.
I mean, so you can score on him for sure. Yeah. They're going to outscore you probably, but you can score on him. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Fitzpatrick, and I'm going to feel pretty dang good about it. I'll tell you that much. Next, we're going to go for running backs here. Okay, so we have Fred Jackson, who did real good. You know,
he's the leading rusher in the league right now.
Then we have Ben Tate, who's taking over. He's a backup.
He is a backup, but
he does have the number one rushing attempts in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Ben Tate this week because I think Fred Jackson going up against New England, it's not like they have a great run defense, but they do have a great offense. And so I think Buffalo's going to be trailing most of the game. I think they're going to have to throw to catch up, which is why I think Fitzpatrick has a good game. I don't think Fred Jackson has as good of a game as Ben Tate because I don't expect Foster to play much.
For Fred Jackson being the number one rusher, I'm going to go with him just because, one, he's proven he can get it done. Two, he is a pass catcher, too.
That's
so
true.
I think they're going to try to find ways to get him, knowing that he's the number one, you know, leading running back right now. You got to get him the ball. So even if they're down, I think they're going to try to find ways to get it to him. Going up next here, wide receivers, Santana Moss from the 2-0 Washington Redskins and we have Stevie Johnson from the 2-0 Buffalo Bills. Who you going with?
I think I got to go with Santana Moss in this one.
Moss?
He's looked good and Sexy Rexy's throwing the ball well. I mean, what are you...
Okay, I can't say Blady, but you can say Sexy Rexy, okay?
That's how it works, man.
No,
I'm sorry. I get more leeway here. What do you want?
No, no. And you're wrong.
It's the older brother thing. I don't know.
I'm going to go with Stevie Johnson. Like you said, I do think they're going to be down, and I do think they're going to throw a lot, and he's really the best option they got. Okay, Devin Nelson. Oh, wow. No, I'm sorry.
The thing that makes me think Santana Moss is going to have a better game is that they're probably going to stick Devin McCourty on Stevie Johnson. He, although the Patriots backfield isn't really all that good, McCourty is good.
But Stevie Johnson has faced some of the best cornerbacks,
he has.
And he comes out on top. So.
I'm not saying he shuts down Stevie Johnson. I just think he slows him down a little bit to the point where Santana Moss has a better
day. Slows him down like 3 touchdowns.
I guess that might be slowing him down in some people's book. I don't know.
All right, we're going to go defenses next. We're going to go Detroit Lions. Yeah, number one last week.
Home team.
And we're going to go with the Oakland Raiders, who are surprisingly extremely good. Their defensive line is amazing.
They are pretty good this year. I think I got to go with the Lions, though.
Yeah.
They've looked so good so far this year.
They really have. Part of it, I am going to say, which is hard for me to say because they are home team and all, they haven't had the hardest matchups yet.
That's true. But they're playing Minnesota, who's
exactly.
not great either.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you have Adrian Peterson, which is always going to scare you as far as the defense goes. But I think that they've looked good enough. I think this week is really going to tell how they're going to look for the rest of the season. When you go up against an elite running back, how do you handle that?
And the thing that makes me worry a little bit about Detroit is that when they did play against Jamal Charles, you know, for the little bit of time he was in, they let him get some rushing yards.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't look great against Jamal Charles. And he's no Adrian Peterson.
LeGarrette Blount did not look good the first week that they played. And so we got to see Jamal Charles kind of make some, maybe expose some weakness, and then he went out with the injury. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, like we said, McCluster's not going to come in and do the same thing. And you know, neither is the other back there.
Thomas Jones, yeah, definitely not.
So, you know, it could really kind of, I think, tell the story for Detroit's defense moving forward. Our last one we're going to do here, tight ends. We're going to go Jimmy Graham, who's looked amazing from the Saints, or we're going to go with the Gronk, New England, who's also been amazing. Who are you taking this week?
This is a really rough one for me because I like the Gronk a lot, especially since Aaron Hernandez is going to be out. But I think in this game, I'm going to go with Jimmy Graham. I have a feeling, you know, he was my preseason sleeper pick, and I just have a feeling that this is the week for him. I mean, he's been playing great, but I think he's going to do even better this week. So.
I'm going to go with the Gronk this week. He's had some amazing weeks already, and he's been sharing the load with Hernandez. Without Hernandez there, I think he's getting all the looks. And, you know, Tom Brady said this, when I pass him the ball, he catches it. You know, and that's, you want to have that type of rapport with your quarterback, you know, to have that kind of trust. So I'm going to go with the Gronk. That's going to do it for Get In My Line or Ride the Pine. Before we wrap the show up here, got to do our shout-outs.
Always do our shout-outs.
I'm going to go ahead and give a shout-out to the Detroit Lions for finally giving us a team we can be proud of, 2-0. We've been talking about them since the preseason. A lot of people were kind of raising their eyebrow at us, going, really, the Lions? But you know what? They came out, showed they could do it. So big shout-outs to the Lions.
Definitely. Looking good so far this season. My shout-out is going to go to Honest Rob because there's this empty microphone sitting across from me and Brad
over here.
It's lonely in here, Honest Rob. Hurry back.
All right. That's going to do it for us. I am your host, Brad.
And I'm Jason. Everybody, remember, we'd like to hear your emails. We can answer your roster questions, your trade questions, your pickup questions, anything you got. So go ahead and email us at thethreepointstance@gmail.com. And that is the number 3, not the word 3. Everybody, remember to keep your fantasy on the field.